Good evening, and welcome.
See if you could, see if you could call him. I text him. I don't know. Good evening. You're now on Hodge the Hodge Podcast with...
Hey, what's going on, everybody?
All right.
Baby, is that you, Brother Messenger?
Yes, it is, sir.
Hey, baby bro, you there?
Yeah.
Baby sis, you there?
I'm here.
Hey, listen, just so you know, I don't know. I called in on my headset, and I couldn't get any audio, but I heard y'all saying, is he going to be there? I'm going to be there. Trust me, I'm going to be there. But, hey, now that we got the show started, everybody's here. We apologize for technical difficulties. Hold on. Let me slow it down. We apologize for the technical difficulties at the beginning of the show, but the attic is here, and like I say, I got my family with me. So let's jump right into, what's the word on the street about the president lawyer getting ran up on? Anybody?
The rooster's coming home to roost.
I can't hear you. Say it again.
The rooster is coming home to roost. Brother Malcolm told you about it.
So you saying it was all right to go up in on the president's lawyer like that?
Yeah, especially if the president's lawyer ain't really being no lawyer. Well, he called himself Ray Donovan. That's who he want to be. He don't want to be no lawyer.
Who that calling?
Yeah, he want to be he Trump fix it man. That's what he is.
I
fix it. So I say fix it then.
But just think about it though. On the for real though, I mean he down with that Joker for real. Wasn't Trump go get hookers and Cohen go behind him and pay him $130,000, $140,000, $150,000 just to be quiet? That's what you call somebody looking out now. I mean, it's all criminal, don't get me wrong. Or it's all bad, evil, ill-willed. But that's what you call looking out.
Yeah, that's what you call looking out, but it's for how long? Because I think some things about to change.
Yeah. I think so. Listen, the fact that they run up on the Justice Department run up on his lawyer like that, backed up with the fact that Paul Ryan said, nah, I'm through. After this, I'm not coming back with y'all no more.
Yeah.
I think that the nation is saying, we ain't even scared of you no more, Mr. President. I think that's the message the nation is sending.
Well, I won't say that. I think it's more of, we can't do nothing with you, so I'm getting out. We done sold out, but now I'm getting out because I can't do no more. You know what I mean? How much longer? Go ahead.
No, I was going to say they pretty much got as much as they're going to get done with him as far as their agenda was concerned. at this point. You know, with the taxes and everything they wanted to try to get done, they got as much as they're going to get done with him anyway. So, yeah.
They talk about his taxes. That joker told him during the campaign, I ain't showing them to you. I didn't show them to you. You still elected me. So how about y'all leave me alone about my taxes? You've already
No, I mean
me
as far as with the Republicans, as far as what they were going to get done with Trump, as their agenda was concerned.
Wait a minute now. So what we're really saying is we have to look and see what did Obama do that hasn't been undone. Then his agenda is done.
Yeah, but they have no use for him anymore.
No,
they really don't.
The Republicans, their agenda is done. They can't do nothing else with him. They got that.
That's what I mean. They have no use for him anymore.
Yeah,
they don't. They can't get nothing done with him.
They don't need him. Yeah.
They really don't. They can't get anything else done with this man. So they got as much done as they possibly can at this point.
Only thing left is to go in that bunker and wait for it to happen. It's going to happen.
What are you saying?
It's about to happen. It's about to go down.
Hey, but you know
what?
Yeah,
it is. You're right about that.
You might be joking with that, but let me tell you, when all these scandals come up and they start getting in the president's ass like they should have been doing a long time ago, and again, he's still the commander-in-chief, but if you're wrong, then I mean, again, you got to go and find out if he right or wrong or not. But if he is wrong, yo, they need to go ahead and deal with that. But I say this, though. I lost my train of thought. But I say this, though. Right now, while all this is going on, somebody needs to say, look at here, Mr. President. You still the president. You can still tweet. But you can't sign another damn law, man. You can't sign shit, man. You can't even sign a traffic ticket until we figure this shit out, man.
Well, that's why he's in the executive order.
Right.
Yeah,
there's nothing else for him to sign.
Yeah.
The Republicans can't get nothing else through for him to sign. So,
exactly.
So,
they can't get nothing else can get done,
right.
Really.
Well,
and hopefully,
I'm just saying.
2018, their time is up in the House and in the Senate.
And that's why they're all retiring now. That's why none of them are coming back. They're all retiring.
Yeah.
Nobody's coming back. They know they're done.
Yeah, but I'm just saying the fact that the FBI made a decision that we're going to raid the president's personal lawyer. I mean, to me, I think that's volumes as far as not only are we going to raid his lawyer. Oh, and by the way, hold a second, because by the way, when they did raid his lawyer, I'm reading right now from an article online about this man. This is, if you likely heard, President Trump's lawyer, Michael Cohen, didn't have a good day yesterday. New York Times reported that they raided his office and seized records relating to a variety of topics, allegedly including payments to on-screen prostitute Stormy Daniels. So, I mean, if that's one of the headline stories, man, when they get inside his file and see what he's been doing, because if he's got that on his computer, they about to uncover a whole lot of things that Mr. Cohen did, or let's say at this point has allegedly done, that's going to find his ass in a hot seat, man.
Well, yeah, they got him on bank fraud, wire fraud, campaign finance
it's
a bunch of stuff.
Here's my thing. I think what they're looking for is that $130,000. They want to see if that came from him or if that came from that campaign. You follow me? Whether or not that was campaign money? So if that was campaign money, then they can come back and they can go after Donald Trump. But long story short, he's the key to unlock what it, and his computers and stuff. That's why they did all that. They ain't telling they came for him like he was a nigga. They came for him at all three of his locations, and they snatched up everything.
That's what they said, though.
Well, they knew he wouldn't hand everything over willingly. They knew he wouldn't give anything up willingly.
That's when you start burning stuff, and you know what I'm saying? When you know they're coming, you try to get rid of stuff. You start shredding stuff.
Well, that's why they did that, because they didn't want him to do it.
I know.
But you know what?
See, they did with Trump. They did what Trump shouldn't have did, what he said Obama was doing. He told Syria he was getting out. See, they didn't tell him they was coming for him. They just came. And at the same time. Normally, when you do a bus like that, that's how you do it. You hit all three locations. You don't hit one and then think about going and get the other two, because now somebody can make a phone call and tell them, yo, burn that. They just hit, you know, house A. They might be coming to house B. Mm. So get rid of that. They hit it all at the same time.
But, you know, here's something to think about. I know when he was campaigning, he one of his campaign promises was how he was going to, when he got to Washington, he was going to drain the swamp. I believe that was the term he used. And
yeah.
He has one of the most corrupt administrations in history.
I tell you, once again, what he's done was the same kind of politics they play overseas in Europe. With all that corruption and oligarchs and all that, he pretty much showed the people here that you can do that. If you're dirty, I don't care. I'll still give you that job.
Yep.
I'll still give you that job. And while
you're
in it,
you
can steal.
Not only if you're dirty, but even if you ain't got no knowledge of what it is, just, you know, well,
yeah.
Hey, you can still be a department head. He did. He just went. He just. I don't know, man. He was on a power trip that said, "Listen, whatever the status quo is, you know, first and foremost, we're gonna, you know, we got to make America great again. We got to repeal everything Obama did. And then, but while we're doing that, hey, if you want a job and you understand my philosophy, or you got a member in your family or a close friend that's in that society where they all wear suits now." Yeah, come and see me. I'll give you a job.
Let's see what my interpretation, what he went by. Making
you don't need to know
sense.
Anything about the position. Just come see me, right?
Well, see, that was the thing. Making America great, it wasn't so much about draining the swamp and all that. It was about them rich niggas stealing again. Back in the day, they used to steal.
The Comey's got a book coming out, and Comey said that Trump is trying to Trump act like he the godfather. That's how he acted, like he the godfather.
Well, his TV show, he on The Apprentice. That's why so many people have been let go. If you look at that list, to him, he making money hand over fist. And it's like a TV show to him. As long as he can keep them bedazzled with the hand movements and all that and the rhetoric, but mainly he's stealing. He don't care. By the time they do impeach him, if they impeach him, he don't care. You really think
but it's
cares?
The way he fires people. He does, but he doesn't really do any firing per se.
It's like
to your
show.
Face. He fires you over Twitter and things like that.
It's like a TV show.
Just like his show, The Apprentice. Just like all the millions of dollars in his failing Trump enterprises. Again, that man was not a you know, he's a well-known name. Don't get me wrong. But I guess if you match him up in the business community, Donald Trump was not a good businessman. Now, don't get me wrong.
Not at all.
He knew how to raise.
Not at all. Not at all.
Yeah, but everybody give him all his credit for that.
But well, you know
definitely
what?
Not the case.
I know he's
a good
promoter. Businessman, but I think that was his business. Making money off of not, you know what I'm saying?
Once again, off of things not going right. That's all right. You can't knock his ability to promote Donald Trump, though, because he promoted that ass.
That's what he did. Yeah, that's what he was.
Right to the White House.
That's the success.
But, I mean,
he has
a lot of lawsuits against him. In the business field, a lot of people had a lot of lawsuits against him, and that's
doesn't
why he
matter.
Was even dealing with Russia, because banks here in the U.S., they wouldn't even loan him any money anymore.
See,
that's
now,
why he ended up dealing with Russia.
And there's one thing about lawsuits. You can drag that out in court pretty much for as long as your money is long. You can drag that out.
Now let me ask a question. Now, all right, and I put this out there. And for real, what's really wrong with that nigga getting money from Russia? If the U.S. watch this, if his business model is so fucked up that the U.S. won't lend him any money, what's really wrong with him going abroad getting that money from Russia? I'm just asking.
Because now,
first of all, don't we have first of all, we're not in good standings with Russia,
yeah.
really, to even be to be doing any kind of business with
exactly.
them like that.
Watch this. We got trade embargoes and all that shit now. Now let me say this to you now.
Not with them. Not with them. We don't.
No. I'm saying, but if he violated the rules, then that's one thing. But apparently, he buying property, selling it to Russians. So I mean, it's been going on for a while. This isn't something new.
But he shouldn't be doing that. That's why he's being investigated, because he shouldn't be doing that, especially when he was running for president. So that's what he's being investigated for.
Well,
because he shouldn't have been doing that. There's sanctions against. We have sanctions against Russia, and that's why he's being investigated. Because he shouldn't have been doing that.
He's being
investigated because of the fact that he's got so many deals with Russia, and they feel that because of the deals that he's got with Russia, he's in debt to Russia somehow, some way, and so. And with Russia messing with our elections and stuff of that nature, they feel that Trump was in on it, and that's where the problem come in at, the fact that you sold the country out, per se.
Right, and also
and
we have sanctions against, and we also have sanctions against Russia.
Yeah,
am I right? Hold on a second.
Right.
And,
right.
One second, Earl. And we also have sanctions against Russia, correct?
Right.
That's what
I'm speaking on.
So Kenny's saying what's wrong with him dealing with them. I'm saying because we have sanctions also against
them.
Against Russia.
Just because we have sanctions on them don't stop us from doing business with them at all. Again, we have to.
And I'm just
brainstorming here because I'm not really sure of what the legality of that is. But I'm just saying, and don't get me wrong, as a U.S. citizen, you know, I mean, for whatever it's worth, if we ever had a national sworn enemy, it's going to be Russia. Even though the Cold War's over, it's going to be Russia. So from that perspective alone, I'm sure that there's something that stops U.S. from dealing with them on business aspects like that, but apparently not.
It's certain people that they got that with, and once again, their major concern is because of all the stuff that Russia happened during the elections. That's what makes it such a mess. It's not even so much that he was dealing with Russia. The problem is Russia interfered in our elections. Trump used Russia, a foreign adversary, to conspire to mess with our elections, and that's what the main
issue is. So a lot of stuff is suspect at this point.
Right.
Watch
and everything is suspect with him. Well, not
everything
for him, but to everybody else.
Everything is suspect, but let me tell you something, though, man, and I do mean this, man. If they meddled in our election to the point where they can control the outcome, then we're in bigger trouble than we ever think.
Well, that's what they're saying.
I think they give him more credit than it's due, because personally, Donald Trump, as an individual, should not have been that close to Hillary Clinton. I'm sorry. Would I vote for Hillary? Well, yeah, I did vote for Hillary, matter of fact. But even with again, both of them dirty, but Donald Trump should not have been that close in the election to Hillary so that Russia could have even messed with it to make him victory.
But see, that's just it, though. He wasn't, but in them states, you know what I'm saying, with them ads and all that, certain white people, once again, I'm not a racist, but certain white people, they went against voting for Hillary or just not voting at all, and then most of them went with voting for Donald Trump because of what he sold them on. So they kind of, if you want to call it that, they kind of change people's minds somewhat. Because sometimes you can't believe everything you read, but most people did. And based on the stuff that they was putting out there on Hillary, that turned them off to Hillary or either just voting, or some went and voted for Donald Trump.
And honestly, they really don't. They think it was a combination of things. Some of
yeah,
that played a part. They think
yeah.
some ballots might have been. They think some ballots might have been
well,
influenced.
That,
they just think
point.
It was a combination of things. To be honest.
Absolutely.
Now, if they did ballot tampering, that's one thing. But let me tell you something, all right? And I'll stand behind this. if they just ran additional campaigns, or even dirty campaigns on Hillary, and same on this nation. Again, you got dirty campaigns being running on Hillary about Benghazi and secret wiretaps, but you got this joker on the other. You got, excuse me. You got the commander in chief on the other side, friends with Russia, has no political background whatsoever, not even to begin to understand how a law is even made. And if you let somebody else sway your opinion, then shame on you. You get what you deserve, and Donald Trump giving you exactly what you asked for. Mounds and mounds of bullshit.
Well, that part is true. That part is true. You deserve what you get. But the problem is they didn't expect what to go like that, man.
It was just a combination of things. They was doing a whole lot of stuff down there in Florida with the votes against the minorities, trying to make it harder for them to vote. It was really a lot of different things that were in play, they didn't expect him to win. They really just didn't expect
it. They took all that and put it together and made a perfect storm for everything to fall into place for Donald Trump.
They just didn't see it coming.
I think that this racist nation, honest to God, I think that for the most part, a lot of people were so happy to get Barack black ass out of office that anything was better. And even though Hillary might have been the better candidate, she was still from Barack's party. So I think a lot of votes swayed away from that. Because, again, now you hear people talking about what a great president Barack was. And every year that goes by, his greatness is going to be elevated because he was an outstanding president. But you still got that faction of people in the U.S. that was like, you know what, now we want his black ass out, and we're going to move away from the whole Democratic Party. And Donald Trump happened to be that Republican that came through. But, again, he went through the primaries and everything else and inspect that ass.
So what he did was he came along and he woke up people to the belief in their mind that, once again, what that man did, that wasn't great for them. They're worse off now than they were, before. And he can make everything right. He came like a false prophet. He even had some black people convinced. He was like Jesus.
Had a whole lot of black people
coming. Huh?
I said he had a lot of black people convinced. He convinced the Mexicans that, listen, after we get you to build that wall, I'm gonna put you on the other side of the wall. He told the Mexicans, he talked crap about everybody. He made fun of the handicap on campaign, and people still got behind him. So again,
Look what he said about women, and they still voted for him. I couldn't believe that.
Thank you. So now again, if you fell for that snake charmer, then I'm sorry, man. You get what you get, but I'm all right with you.
And all the promises he made, he hasn't done. He didn't come good on any of them.
The only promise he made, and he's trying hard to do that right now. No, that wall. He gonna put that wall.
That wall. That's it. You're right.
He ain't getting that wall. That's why he's using the National Guard now. He's using the National Guard.
Let me say this to you.
Well, he's saying the military gun pays for it. It went from Mexico paying for it to now the military gun pay.
And the military, they're
not gonna pay for that.
Well, they'll pay for whatever the president break out in their budget. I mean, if he wants that to come out of the military budget, he'll make that happen. But now here's the other part.
From my understanding, the military can't pay for that. From my understanding, the military can't pay for that.
He just be talking.
They're not
supposed to, but because the white people, because the fact that the Congress isn't doing their job, he's just doing whatever he want to do. And that's just the bottom line. And that's why. But a lot of this stuff, you're right, he is supposed to be getting away with. But nobody there to stop him.
Well, hopefully that'll all change once November and Democrats take over the House and everything.
That's if we don't fall asleep, because we good for falling asleep on stuff.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
That's what's going to happen. Yeah, everybody's going to be so convinced that somebody else is going to go vote and get him out of the way.
I really think people are paying attention now. I could be wrong, but I really think people
think
are paying attention now.
They are right
really
now,
think so.
But, you know, they are right now. You are 100% correct.
November is a long way off.
Right.
November's
I think people are paying attention because they're going to elections now that are that they usually don't go to, and a lot of Democrats are winning them now, and a lot of these Republicans are retiring because they know that they're not going to win come November. So a lot of them are retiring early, and they're not running for re-election again. And Democrats are they're winning a lot of these elections that they normally wouldn't win in these red states.
Well, because they're mad. You know what I mean?
Hold on one second. Hold on. I know we started off talking about Cohen and his house getting ready and stuff like that, but I just want to shoot this in here real quick. I don't think nobody should be allowed to sit their ass up in Congress, the House of Representatives, or the Senate forever. I'm sorry. I think that's some bullshit, man. I think that all them jobs should have terms on them. Not and again, you can be reelected twice, then you got to go. Ain't no more lifetime.
Yeah, but it's up to them to change that. And they ain't going to change that.
No, they're not, because that means that somebody got to go to work. Somebody can't sit up here and just take voters' money anymore. Yeah, but nobody should.
You mean like they accuse the black man of doing?
They want the black man
to take drug tests for any kind of help the government give you. We want you to take a drug test. So that's just like with Trump. The things that they don't want you to do, they doing it. But they don't want you to do it.
And watch this. And now once they get caught doing it, now we're going to put a fancy word on it, and now we'll try to work it out. But as long as you're doing it, the fancy word you get is 6 years, no stipulation, nigga. That's what you get.
But like I said, I think that normally if they had respect for the president, naturally they wouldn't have
went to his lawyer's house like that or his office like that. But I do. I think that that's a message of Trump that we've had about enough is your foolishness, and right now, we're going to stop just letting you hit us, and we're going to start hitting you back, man. And when we hit you back, because you don't know the system, we're going to get you tangled up, Mr. President.
Well, now he's trying to say that this is lawyer confidentiality, but here's what I don't understand, and I don't think that that's going to fly, because he initially said that he wasn't aware of what Cohen was doing. So if you weren't aware of it, and if it's not in your name, where you signed off on anything, then there's no lawyer confidentiality going on there. So then there shouldn't be any problem, correct?
Correct.
Nah, there's a problem. There's a problem because the reason there's a problem is because that ain't all that they got. You know what I mean?
No, but Trump is saying that there's confidentiality there. Well, you say you weren't aware that Cohen was doing what he was doing with Stormy. So he wasn't representing you. You never signed off on that. And Stormy did, but you didn't. You used some kind of alias, but your name isn't anywhere on there, nor is your signature. So there's no confidentiality with you.
What I'm saying is, Stormy is just a real small piece of the pie.
I get that.
Right.
I know Cohen is in a whole different. It's, they got, like I said, I know they got bank fraud. They got that campaign finance issue all in a whole bunch of other stuff on Cohen. But Trump, in a press conference, he was saying that there's confidentiality stuff that's been issues going on here. But I don't see where, because how is that? You claim you didn't know anything about what Cohen was doing. So how is it that that was breached between you and him? How could that be?
Right.
That's my point.
Every charge that they got Cohen on, they're going to be able to tie Donald Trump to it. Everything they got Cohen on, they're going to be able to attach Donald Trump to that, because Cohen didn't just do that stuff on his own. He's doing that under the supervision of Donald J. Trump. And that's why that confidentiality thing is so important to Trump, because, okay, even if you get me on the Stormy thing, okay, because, yeah, I done messed that all up. Even if you get me on that, there's so much other stuff in that they're going to tear him up with that he getting ready to do some crazy stuff because, hey, my back is against the wall. I got to do what I got to do. It's going
to
be crazy.
So do you think he's going to try to fire Mueller, or you think he's going to try to backdoor him by firing Rosenstein or Sessions?
Well, he's gonna try to backdoor everybody.
You know,
and if that don't work, he's going to fire him. It's just, what's that? Yeah, we can hear you.
Can y'all hear me?
He's going to try and fire everybody. But the problem is that the Republicans realize they in a no-win situation right now, and it's going to get to the point where they got to do something. They got to do something. They don't want to, but they're trying everything they can not to, but they're going to have to do something because Trump getting ready to go off the deep end, and any and everything within his power, he going to give it a shot. Even stuff that ain't in his power. And if people ain't careful, Trump going to make the United States just like Russia. Because Trump want to be Putin so bad, it's ridiculous.
That's what I just said. He's trying to do. He's trying to run this country just like a dictator. He wants a parade, a military parade and all that. People didn't see the sign.
They're telling Trump, you don't need to sit down with the special prosecutor. Now, when has that been that when a special prosecutor calls you in, you decide you don't want to sit down with him? No man is above the law, but if you listen to these so-called white lawyers and stuff like that that's on Trump's side, that's all they telling them. Don't pay him no attention. You're the president. That's not so. They want to get Obama for jaywalking. They want to get Obama for jaywalking now.
That's because the Senate and Congress ain't doing nothing. They're the ones that need to challenge the president, and they're not doing nothing. That's why he's getting away with all this.
That's because we got a nation. We got a nation full of do nothing niggas that be sitting up in these high ranking offices in the Congress and the Senate, and nobody want to challenge anything because they don't want to lose that congressional job they have, because they forgot that you were elected, and even the president, you were elected by the people. So your real job is to hear the voice of the people. In response to
right.
That's your real job.
But believe it or not, the job ain't even nothing. It's the prestige. The pay ain't nothing. It's just the prestige and all the other stuff. Just think, you sitting up in Congress and you've got 500 shares of stock in marijuana. Wouldn't it behoove you to make marijuana legal? Because those 500 shares can now be worth $5 million. That's all they get. That's all they care about. It has
nothing
to do with us at all.
That's how Pfizer, and going back to our show on the opioids, that's how they got big as they are. But again, we live in a nation right now, man, where again, our moral compass as a nation, it's scattered. It's real scattered. We wanted Donald Trump because we wanted everything away from Obama. Or We bought the story about Hillary being so rotten. Well, again, a rotten person with experience, to me, outweighs a rotten person with no experience. If you're both rotten, let's put that on the table. So, okay, y'all got a tie there. Now let's look at what else can you bring to the job. But I think America, again, they need 4 years of Donald Trump, because now maybe they'll stop and look at, some people will stop and look at, okay, let me be a little more intellectual with who I elect to run this nation, and we'll stop. Because right now, as a result of this right now, I'll bet you our presidency, the candidacy for president, that whole race, that's going to turn into the same kind of movie star studded event that California governor's race is in. Now it's about popularity. It ain't about understanding political systems. And in some cases, Again, if Donald Trump wasn't such an idiot, excuse me, let me take that back. I shouldn't call my commander-in-chief an idiot. If Donald Trump didn't think so different from everybody else, you would learn, we could see a lot of stuff that's good based on what he's doing.
That's correct.
Again, he's getting stuff done. It's crazy, horrible stuff, but he's getting it done. It don't help nobody but that 1%. So the next president can say, you know what? No, I don't have to wait 8 weeks for this bill to go through here. I can put it on an executive order, and I can make this happen right now. So, again, there's going to be, again, all things working for the good. Out of his uneducated, non-caring self, he's going to let the president see that, listen, if you really want to get things done, you can get them done. Because if he can get anything done, if Donald Trump, the fact that he can get anything done should let every other president know that you can get some things done.
Quiet as is kept, he got China ready to negotiate, and he got North Korea ready to negotiate, which ain't nobody been able to do in the last 50 years.
Now, watch this. Uh-huh. We're talking about the quiet as kept. Correct me if I'm wrong, because I don't want to put no bad information out. Didn't, like, his first couple of months in his presidency, didn't China approve some patents for him?
Yeah.
Okay,
yes,
now, again,
they did.
You checked about five of them.
Right.
I don't know
more than they've ever done for anybody, yes.
But he
got that. Now he's coming back at him. He put those tariffs on him. He's coming back at him because China was getting over on us. And everybody know it, and they've been getting over on us for years. And after he got those patents that he wanted, now he's coming at them, and they're ready to negotiate a better tariff between the countries so that they don't have as big of an advantage as they've had. But he got what he wanted first. That's what I meant by quiet as he kept. There is some things that he's doing good.
His
bad is outweighing his good, I believe.
Right.
I think that, again, I think when you unravel the layers behind that China deal, you'll find that, it hasn't all been public yet. When you unravel layers behind that China patent deal, you'll find that, no, that was already worked out. What we're seeing right now was already bargained out. We're going to go through this. Again, our president he should be called the amazing Donald J. Trump, because he's a magician. And whenever you start to see the big abracadabras, here's the abracadabra right now. The abracadabra is we raided Cohen's office. The abracadabra is we going after suspected bad doings with Russia. But the real trick, it's never taking place where the abracadabra is. Just remember that. Because what's really going on, again, we're going to keep enough stuff started to keep everybody's mind focused on Stormy Daniels and all the rest of the stuff. But it's the stuff that's going on underneath that. That's what we really, really, really need to be concerned about. Because we're spending too much time on his exploits. And he knows he get up in the morning, if he want 100% attention, he get up in the morning and put something on Twitter. Boom. We got it.
And that's
what's just sad to me. I mean, yeah, he might have done a few things that, you know, like you said, as quiet as kept, have maybe been beneficial in its own way, but you have diminished that office, that presidency, so badly as well.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And when it's all said and done, and he does walk away, that's the sad part about it. You know, to what it's going to be reduced to, and I hope we can take this as a country as a learning experience and learn what to put in place to prevent things like this from happening going forward, as far as not allowing presidents to put their children in positions and stuff like that, you know, because that can't ever happen again. That was one of the biggest mistakes.
Congress could have shut all that down, but because they sat back and let it happen.
Well,
you know,
I mean, it was never done before. Because they weren't prepared to even have happened before.
Right.
They didn't have anything in place to stop it, or they didn't know how to handle it. It was something that was never done before.
They got Lord, what it is.
They chose not. They chose not to handle it, but they could have handled it.
Right, and they could have, but I'm saying, but now, but going, you're right, they chose not to, but now you got to put something in place to prevent that kind of stuff from happening. Period.
And the only way that's
going to
happen is
to prevent it from happening.
Only way that'll happen, unfortunately, is if the Democrats take control, because the Republicans, as much of a mess as this country is, Republicans are extremely happy. Because everything that they want, they got. As messed up as it may sound, they got everything that they wanted. This is why nobody's really doing anything to Donald Trump. Because they're getting what they want. They don't want all that extra sideshow that he brings. But let me say this. I'm almost pretty sure he didn't get with the Russians for this to win this election. He ain't that smart. The Russians seen how stupid he was and used it to their advantage. And you're going to find out when this is all over and done with, when they get him, it ain't got nothing to do with Russia. It's got everything to do with what you said, Kitty. You looking over here, but what's happening is over there. That's what they're going to get him on.
It was all
over
smoke
there,
and mirrors?
That,
it was smoke and mirrors?
Yeah.
All smoke and mirrors?
They sent you that smoke and mirror. I guarantee you, they don't get him on no conclusion with Russia. They're going to get him for all that other stuff that he did because he ain't smart enough to conclude with Russia on that. He ain't that smart. We're giving him too much credit. He ain't that smart. Trump,
Manafort, dude.
So you don't think Russia has anything on him, and you don't think they've been holding anything over him and using that to his advantage to have him do what they wanted to, because he won't go against them on anything.
To a certain degree, they do. But I'm saying he didn't get with them to make him president so that he could do this stuff. He didn't get with them. Russell knew that they had something on him so that they could use him, unbeknownst to him, though. You know what I'm saying? So they got some stuff on him. But and another thing, he liked that guy too much. He want to be like that guy. That's why a lot of this stuff he ain't messing with Russia about, because he want to be like that guy. It ain't because he's so, you know, they got him under his thumb so much.
So you're saying it's just more out of respect. He admires him, so that's just more out of just respect that he has
correct.
For him.
Yes.
We just don't play
that. He
want to
be like this. And if we don't wake up, he can be like him.
Hey, but listen.
Well, that's what he's trying to do with his family.
Lawyer. Baby sis, you were talking about that lawyer-client privilege. Let me just read something to you real quick. On that lawyer-client privilege, right? You may be wondering about the legal material covered by it. Y'all hear me?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Oh, okay, yeah. I'm just saying, when you wonder about the seizure materials covered by attorney-client privileges, there are rules that cover this, and generally speaking, the prosecutor and agents investigating the case should never see any such material. There are what they call taint teams that review potentially privileged information, and they keep it away from the attorney. So, but the bottom line is, if you and your attorney are suspected to be in some criminal activity, then there
y'all become co-defendants
and not client attorney.
That's correct. All that
right,
stuff.
So both of y'all, become pretty much guilty, suspect, so to speak. Okay, I get it. Okay.
Right. So attorney.
Now you see why he's preaching that client privilege.
Yeah, but attorney-client privilege was based on the fact that most people take into consideration that you're not doing criminal acts with your lawyer. You hire your lawyer.
Uh-huh.
You hire your lawyer to get you out of trouble. Yeah. Not get in trouble with you.
Right. But once your lawyer becomes a part of that criminal activity, both of y'all are at the now. Okay.
There you go.
Okay.
Right. That's why he was preaching that, and that's why I said all of that smoke and mirror stuff, Mueller see through that smoke and mirror stuff. He's been doing it a long time.
What's that? Watch this. When that heat get real hot in that kitchen, you know what's gonna happen?
Uh-huh.
All of a sudden, So somebody got weapons of mass destruction.
I believe he's gonna turn on him. I mean, I can't see him doing no hard time for Donald.
I do believe that lawyer gonna turn on him too. I believe he's gonna turn on him.
Yeah, I mean, once they tell him what time he's looking at, I don't believe unless he's gonna pardon him. You know what I mean?
I think Mueller's turned it up so he's not gonna let Donald Trump get away. I mean, I think he's probably afraid of Trump. He done been with Trump so long, he done seen Trump, you know, allegedly do some things, man. You know what I'm saying? He done been with Trump for a minute now.
No, you know what it is? I don't think he's done some things for Trump. And here's why he did those things for Trump. Because without Trump, he would have been a regular old pooper. And he came into the fold with Trump, and Trump has made him a millionaire, so he feels indebted to him. He could have never done that without Trump.
Watch this. Think about you, my lawyer, and you go, you know, I sleep with prostitutes. And then you take it upon yourself to just go pay them hush money. Let me tell you something. If hush money was ever thought about or ever paid, trust me, that nigga and Donald Trump sat down and they had that conversation.
That's right.
Because you just
that's
you
right.
Don't say, you don't just come out your own heart with, okay, he said with her.
That's right.
Let me give her $100,000 to be quiet. No, that's a game plan that we discussed.
It's against lawyers' ethics to do that. So he'd be disbarred for that. You know what I mean? So he didn't. Here's the thing. They used to run in New York and running flim-flams and stuff throughout New York. But this federal thing is an altogether different beast. And they wasn't ready for this federal thing. And this is why they all caught up in everything. They running these same games that they was running in New York. But now they got the federal government on them, and that's why everything's going AWOL now.
Yeah, I mean, because they're known for this stuff in New York. People in New York know him for this kind of stuff. Am I right? I mean, because you talk to different
people
in New York about it, he's known for this kind of stuff.
Well, now,
New York didn't even vote for him.
Exactly, they didn't. They sure didn't.
If when I was down in West Palm Beach, now again, I didn't have any dealings with him, but the word on the street was anybody in West Palm Beach, it wasn't easy for Donald Trump to get contracts because, again, this is all hearsay, because he would contract you to do $1 million job for him, pay you $500,000, and then tell you, sue me for the rest. Now, again, it's going to cost me $600,000 to get $500,000 out of you, and people walk away from it. So when they start talking that nonsense about I lost my train of thought. Thanks, talking about him. Yeah, when they start him being a good businessman, just dismiss that, man. Now again, all depends on what you define as good. If I'm a businessman who my businesses keep failing, but I know how to promote money to keep it going or start up a new one, then that could be considered good. I mean, you know what I'm saying? If that's good, then he can do that. He can get some people to donate money to him.
And what you're saying now, that's exactly what they say about him in New York. That's exactly the kind of stuff they talk about him in New York. So that's why banks won't loan him no money.
They had one of his tax returns, just a piece of it. And just judging from that piece that they had, in 1 year, Donald Trump lost $900 million. That's not a good business, man. But the problem is he borrowed probably $1 billion, and instead that $900 that he lost, that was other people's money. That wasn't his money, because that's why the banks won't loan him no money, because he take out loans and won't pay him back. He keep the money. That's why he's able to be a billionaire. That's why he got so many lawsuits and all of this and that. He had that fake college. He just had a settlement for $25 million where he paid out at. He probably got about $75 million from it, and he's paying out $25. Still a win-win. But that's not a good business. He's just able to get money. It ain't that he's a good businessman at all. One thing you can't take from him, he is an excellent self-promoter.
Okay.
But his whole campaign was everybody was saying they were voting for him because, well, you know, he's a millionaire. You know, he's going to make the country money. That's what everybody was basically That was his selling point.
You know what that was?
Hey, listen up. For what we're going to have to do, right, we got about 10 minutes left, and I just want to touch we're going to touch this one other topic, man, and that is, what do you feel about a lot of these – we switching gears. What do you feel about a lot of these NFL owners now saying part of players' contracts is you're going to stand for the national anthem? We're going to prohibit you from protesting the national anthem. What's your thoughts on that?
They're saying they have to stand? They have to?
Yeah, that's going to be part of your contract. If you play for my team, we don't protest the national anthem here. That's part of my team.
That's open and shut business, then. If you play for them, then you got to abide by the rules.
You sign the contract, right, and that's what it says, then so be it.
Yeah.
For what you pay me, you want me to stand, I'll stand.
I mean, are they saying any particular reason why they're, you know, making them do that? That they don't have
Is
anybody stating why they're making them?
Most of your owners, and of course, you know who owns most of your NFL teams, that old
okay.
money, they look at, again, they miss the whole point of we're making a protest not against the national anthem. Nobody care about Francis Scott Key racist ass right now. We just protested the fact that this is our way of protesting injustices throughout our country. But they looking at it, they're trying to turn it into a direct attack on that racist national anthem. And I'm sorry, growing up, we learned the first stanza of it. But as you learn that whole song, they should stop singing that song as a national anthem, talk about slaves dying. I'm sorry, there's nowhere in there that you sing that song, and if you were a slave during that time, and now you're free, singing that song makes you feel good about your country. I'm sorry, that don't happen. So I say, hey, and again, though, as adamant as I am about that, if the owners say, listen, you work for me, and as part of your conditions of employment, you're going to stand for the national anthem, then stand up, brother. I'm sorry. Stand up, or don't play there.
Right. Yeah, it is what it is at that point.
Yeah, but see, the owners are starting to creep out right now with one or two owners are saying they're going to make that team policy. You know, it's not like all the owners are saying that right now. Right now, the owner of the Bengals said that's going to be owner plans to prohibit anthem protests. No, if you play for my team, you're going to stand for the anthem.
But look at it like this. You can't do it right now with existing contract. You can only do that with new contract.
Well, yes. Now, if I'm already on your team and I'm under contract, then no, that's not going to apply to me.
Yeah. So that's just how you stop that in the future.
Yes. But, again, their future will be next week because what will happen is, I'm telling you again now, you know when them owners have their meeting, again, all the owners are there. And so it's all one type of person there. So they get together, just like they got together on Colin Kaepernick's ass.
They kind of took care of him. And that stopped that. I know you can't prove it, but they showed him, and that pretty much shut all that kneeling down. Now you can stand and hold hands or, you know what I'm saying, in unison, but that kneeling and stuff like that, people ain't doing that now.
I wonder if something like that applies to someone, let's say if you're a big, like if you're one of their star players. I wonder, will they come at a star player like that? Or,
well,
you know what I mean?
Well, once again, if you've got more clout.
Man,
if
you know
I'm
what
under
I mean?
Contract already, I'm still under contract, and there's nothing they can do to change that. But what happens now is, and you'll start to see this, well, when we start saying, okay, all the owners are going to lock it down, and any player who don't want to come in compliance, they'll trade your ass. And guess what? Anywhere they trade you, you're going to sign that contract now that you're going to kneel. So why not stay where you are and kneel? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Okay.
And I was just wondering, if you're a star player, do you have a little bit more pull to say, I don't want that in mind, you know, or something like that? I was just wondering if you would have a little more pull to be able to say something like that.
Hey, listen, everybody. We're going to bring this episode to a close. We got 6 minutes, 6 minutes, and Dougie Fresh, you're on. So, baby sis, give me some closing remarks for tonight.
It's just going to be interesting to see how this whole thing plays out. But I as far as with the Cohen, with this raid and this whole episode with Trump and everything, I would just like to see it get wrapped up as soon as possible. Though I know the country has got to, we got to resolve this soon, because it's just a mess, and we need to resolve it as soon as possible.
All right, I got you. Hey, Brother Messenger, close me out.
We just got to keep hope alive, because we got to realize that it's up to us. And if we don't do it, it ain't going to get done. So we can't give up, but we've got to stay we got to stay ready. Because the man is coming for us, and he's been coming for us, so we just can't go to sleep because we think that we got it now, because we don't.
Come on, baby brother, bring me home.
Actually, I thought the messenger was bringing us home, but all I got to say is, you know, knowledge is knowing that a tomato is a fruit, and wisdom is knowing not to put it in a fruit salad. Let that marinate. Let that marinate. And I can go philosophical like Spot. You know, you park on a driveway and you drive on a parkway. Hey, bang. Think about it.
Okay. He's on a roll, but listen.
That was deep. That was deep, brother. It was really deep. That was deep.
You get deep points on that. Hey, but listen, this co-producer of Hot to Hot podcast, co-producer of The Attic, and again, that's my family radio show. Tonight, we kind of talked about the invasion, not the invasion, the unexpected appropriation of taking documents from the president's personal lawyer. Again, I think that speaks volumes as to what the justice system is going to put our president through. And I'm going to say this again. Being a person that is, or from a group of people that is always guilty before they are actually found guilty, or that we're never opposed to be, never presumed to be innocent, I'm going to ride it out with my president. I know he's wrong. Don't get me wrong. Don't let nobody out there in podcast land think for 1 second I think that shit that the president is doing is anywhere near correct. But I'm going to ride it out with him just until they get all the evidence in and show us just how wrong he really is. Hey, we talked on that NFL owners now go mandate players. Well, again, as hard as that statement sounds, if I own the team, I can govern your actions while you're under contract, and it's as simple as that. Again, don't talk to me about First Amendment rights, freedom of none of that matters if you are under contract for me. And again, inside the contract, you're going to start to see more and more owners put that in as a clause. Now, again, will they throw an extra $100,000, $200,000 your way to sweeten that deal up? But whatever it is, the NFL says that protest against the injustice is not going to take place during their football time. And again, everybody just continually try to make that like a protest against the national anthem. Again, we know the national anthem is a racist ass song, and nobody black got any real reason to sing that shit. But nonetheless, we do. But as my baby brother said, understand and be able to discern between knowledge and wisdom. Hey, listen, family, I always look forward to Wednesday nights. I know we had a little hiccup going forward, but again, if I fall down, somebody else get up. This is Kenny Hodge saying good night from the Attic, Hodge to Hodge podcast. Hey, love y'all.
Love you, bro. All right. Good night, everybody.
Peace. Good night, babe.
Peace.
So we're going to do like We're going to be like the Waltons and shit. Hey, good night.
Go. Oh, early bird gets the worm. Second mouse gets the cheese.
Good night.
Good night.
Last thing I want to do is hurt you, but that's still on the table.
You got 2 more seconds. Give me one more.
Oh, never in any circumstances take a sleeping pill and laxative on the same night. Never.
All right. Peace out. Love y'all, man.
Better come to you.
All right.
Messenger.
Yes, sir.